Well, we are opening up this week's inbox, and I have Candace on the phone with me. Candace, welcome.
Hi, Lisa. How are you today?
Oh, I'm doing well. I'm doing very well.
You know, I remembered in a recent show you promised that we'd be talking pumpkins and hot apple cider and bonfires. And
oh, that's right.
So I'm ready.
Well,
let's talk fall.
Well, that's okay. Well, maybe I'll find a cup of cider after this just to reminisce of, you know, the old days. So that's good. All right. Well, here, this is a kind of a short question, but just a little bit vague. So you're going to have to delve into this one. This girl says, I recently met a nice Christian guy who I like and he likes me. I've never dated before, so this is all new to me. We aren't yet dating, but we spend a lot of time together. Can a person get to know someone better without dating? How is this done and what happens between liking someone and dating them?
Well, I do think that you can get to know someone without dating them. Better depends on how you spend that time. I was a little concerned that she said they spend a lot of time together, mm-hmm. because that sounds like dating, and often to everybody else watching, it looks like dating. And too often, if it's not called dating, it ends up leading to heartbreak and emotional dependency and, you know, often sexual sin. And so I would say don't spend a lot of time together one-on-one.
Yeah.
Whether you're just getting to know him or whether you're dating. That's the kind of thing you do when you're married. But do spend time together in groups observing him and giving him the opportunity to observe you, because the whole purpose of dating is to assess if somebody is marriage potential. Could he be anyone's Christian husband? And then could he be my Christian husband? You know, you have to assess, is he a believer? Is he godly? Is he mature? Does he have the ability to lead? And then when you assess he's definitely a candidate for Christian marriage, then you need to say, okay, but would he be a good fit for me and who God has made me? Would I be a good fit for him, you know, specifically? But the thing that's missing in this question that we would really need to know to give a definitive answer is, how old are you? I don't know. She could be 16. She could be 19. She could be 32. If you are not yet old enough to get married, then you really are not yet old enough to be dating, because the purpose of dating is to find a mate. And the way the world dates recreationally is utterly contrary to biblical marriage, and it is a bad way to start. And so I would just caution her to back off on the amount of time she's spending together with this young man and get to know him in the context of other believers. And I would prefer if there were some oversight, not just from her peers, but maybe you know, a chaperone type situation. I think that's very helpful, because then you get the input after the fact from somebody you trust and somebody who knows what it takes to make a marriage work. And then hopefully they, you know, if they do decide that the other is a good fit for them, then they say, yes, let's make this official. Well, what does that look like? Well, again, I think it's spending time getting to know one another, but as Scott Croft has done such a great job doing in the Biblical Dating series, it's still not supposed to look like the way the world dates, which is basically acting like you're married.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think it's so good to remember, just as we would say to a couple that's dating, you don't need to date indefinitely to determine whether or not you can marry that person. So you don't need to hang out with this person indefinitely to determine whether or not they're worth dating. So I think this whole, like, how long can we just hang out and get to know one another? Well, you know
right.
what? You should come to that conclusion pretty quickly.
I mean, I'm a Trinitarian believer. I think three outings of observation are plenty to know if he is a potential marriage candidate. I mean, if he's a potential date, which means he is a potential marriage candidate. And after you've gone on three official dates, I think at that point it's enough to say, yes, we should move this forward in a more structured way. Mm-hmm. Or no, I don't think it's going to be a good fit.
Yeah, exactly. Good thoughts, Candace. All right. Well, that is it for this week's show, everyone. Write to us, editor@boundless.org, so we can answer your question in the future, or if you have any comments on this one, or if you just want to say hi to Candace, we'll pass it along for you and ask her what kind of cider she's drinking as she anticipates fall. So that's always exciting. But also make sure, you know, that you're catching up on past shows. As we've said in the past, I know a lot of you have gotten excited about that as you've discovered ones you hadn't heard. So do that and pass it along to your friends so that they can become listeners as well. That is it for this week's show. I'm your host, Lisa Anderson, for The Boundless Show.